98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
With Dublin's Michael Darmacaulay. If I ask you to describe Dublin versus Kerry, what type of things come into your head?
I suppose epic over the last couple of decades. I suppose we've had some big battles with them personally, and then over the years in the 70s, I suppose everyone knows what went on there as well. So yeah, look, there's no hiding from the rivalry. There's been a great healthy rivalry there for the last number of decades, as we said, and looking forward to the next chapter.
You mentioned your own personal battles as well. What sort of memories do you have of those and the type of players who you faced over the years in these unbelievable games?
Yeah, look, I suppose that kind of started in 2011 for us, really. We had the big one with them in the final, which went our way, obviously 2013, and then there's been several more along the way, and we've come out both sides of them as well, so we kind of know how good the Kerry team is and how capable they are of beating us, unfortunately. So we're definitely going to have our heads up for this one.
Does your excitement or feelings towards these finals change given how many there's been over the years?
No, I think you just learn to kind of embrace them and roll with them. At this stage, you just don't know how long they're going to last. I know it sounds cliched, but it seems like just 10 minutes ago I was soldiering with Paul Flynn, and now he's gone, and that's just how it is. So there's plenty of other lads like him who've kind of come and gone, so I have no idea how long I'll be coming and going for as well, so we have to kind of make the most of it.
Yeah, you're one of the more experienced players in the group, and we spoke to Jim after the game, the semi-final, and we also spoke to a number of the other players just about half-time and how that went, and how the experienced players are so used to these games, no matter what happens, you know you have the quality in the group to go and win games. Is that something you'll need again in this final?
Yeah, 100%. Like Kerry are going to have big purple patches against us, we know that. We're not going to have it all our way for 70 minutes, most certainly not. And if we don't manage to control our purple patches and to try and tame it down a bit and try and kind of take control of the game ourselves, we'll be in trouble. We're well aware of that. So yeah, look, it's I suppose there is experience there in the rest of them. We need that though. And I suppose we've been in some tight spots as well, and we have to try and get out of them. So it's definitely big going into a game like this.
How does match day work for you guys? Like, I loved going to Croke Park for the semi and just seeing there's a little kid getting out of the car beside Wright Park with his dad in his Dublin jersey, his first ever Dublin game, and like, just when you guys are coming on the bus and you see the sea of blue, and obviously the people from Kerry as well. How does match day work for you, your own feelings, routines? I know you guys meet up at the Gibson and head from there.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's a short enough bus ride from the Gibson Hotel, and it's great just seeing the buzz around the city, going by the pubs, and they're all packed with blue, and it's great. Everyone kind of gives it a cheer or whatever, so it's nice to be able to kind of enjoy and embrace these things. And I suppose it's just everything's just a little bit amplified for a final, but we're no strangers to it. Kerry aren't any strangers to it either, so we know how it operates on the big day.
What are you feeling walking out just before throw-in, when you're going through the parade again, semi-final, walking past the hill full of blue, an amazing experience for you guys to see, but what are you actually feeling yourself when you're literally about to go into battle?
Yeah, look, I suppose that's the kind of peak of excitement at that stage. You're really kind of, you just want to get out there and want the ball to be thrown in at that stage. So no, it's these are exciting times we're living for at the moment, and we're just trying to capitalise them as much as we can. So yeah, look, it's obviously going to be a sellout now for the big day, and just looking forward to hearing that roar and hopefully coming out the other side of it.
Yeah, like, if you look at all the amazing wins you guys have had over the last number of years, and the trophies you've won and stuff, and the matches you've won and the style, are you able as a current player to appreciate and take in what you guys have done and what you guys could do in this final?
Not really, to be honest. I think like the numbers mean very little to us. When I'm an old man on a bar still, maybe they might, but at the moment they don't. So we're just trying to see what goes at the moment. Sounds cliche, but you ask any athlete playing any sport and that's just the way it is. No one gets overly concerned with numbers or history or legacy or that sort of stuff. Just going to go out there and play ball and see what happens.
So the number 5 is banned in your life?
Completely banned, yeah. No, it's not at all. I actually embrace 5. I hear it every day, hear it a million times every day, and it means absolutely nothing to me at this stage. So it's all good. I think if you hear something so many times, it just loses all meaning, so that's kind of where I'm at this stage.
And just lastly, Mick, on the group itself, Jim spoke inside about, you know, how close you guys are as friends and the amount of training you do and the amount of you know, time you guys spend together too. Tell us a little bit about that and how that helps, given a lot of you have been through the last 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years together, and if things are tight and things are tough, you can call on each other as friends on the pitch as well as teammates. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Look, I suppose these guys, like, all the lads in any intercounty team across the country, hurling or football or ladies or whatever, that you spend more time with these than you see your family. That's a fact. A lot of the lads on the team will see them more than they see their own other halves, and that's just the way it is. That's the commitment it takes to play at intercounty level at the moment. So of course there's a bond. A strong bond that's developing there, on and off the pitch, and it'd be madness if it wasn't. Medals help that, yeah, but it's regardless of it, there's going to be a strong bond there, like there is in all the counties, with lads who kind of are just in each other's pockets that much. So yeah, look, it's a great group. It's a group that's kind of humble, that knows that there's more to life in football. There's more to life than medals, and I think that's an important aspect of this team.
Best of luck and joy,
Garamila.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.